بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. We welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Ata, the host of this program. Sheikh Karimi is our guest speaker for today's discussion. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh. Welcome to your show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Okay, Sheikh Karimi, today's question on Islamic beliefs is that is it authentic that repeating a specific dua, supplication or prayer for 40 days or 40 times will make the effects of that dua more effective?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We have the concept of chilenishini, or worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for 40 days in Islamic spirituality and mysticism. And based on this concept, people pay attention to the number of 40. And somehow we can claim that this importance of the number of 40 is based on some verses of the Quran and some narrations. Let me just share some verses and narrations before answering the question. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in chapter Al-Ahqaf, verse 15, وَإِذَا بَلَغَ أَشُدَّهُ وَبَلَغَ أَرْبَعِينَ سَنَةً. When he comes of age and reaches 40 years, he says, قَالْ رَبَّ أَوْضِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ وَعَلَى وَالِدَيَّ. My Lord, inspire me to give thanks to your blessings with which you have blessed me and my parents. So, this verse is specifically referring to the age of 40. As if people at the age of 40 reach a kind of, rational and intellectual perfection and maturity.
Yes.
When it comes to Prophet Musa alayhi salam, we know that he was supposed to be in the Mount Sinai for 30 days or 30 nights. But then 10 days were added to it. فَتَمَّ مِقَاتُ رَبِّهِ أَرْبَعِينَ لَيْلًا. So this duration and period of worship became for 40 nights, chapter Al-Araf, verse 142. So some people also argue with this verse to show the importance of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifically for 40 days and nights. In the narrations also, there are some references to this number. Maybe one of the most famous narrations in this regard is the following. مَنْ أَخْلَسَ لِلَّهِ أَرْبَعِينَ صَبَاحًا. If you're able to make all your actions pure for God, which is of course very difficult. So the narration is talking about, first of all, إخلاص, the concept of sincerity of your actions. Second of all, أَرْبَعِينَ, for 40 days.
Yes.
Then زَهَرَتْ يَنَابِعُ الْحِكْمَةِ مِنْ قَلْبِهِ عَلَى لِسَانِهِ. Then the fountains of wisdom will pour from your heart through your tongue. So some people also refer to this narration to say that if you're able to have this chilenishini, for example, for 40 days to do all acts of worship only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Arba'iniya, they call
exactly.
It, isn't it?
Okay. Then we will see the effects.
Okay, so 40, for sure 40... has been a holy number.
Somehow we can
in monotheistic
call it
religions before Islam, for example. Okay?
Based on the verse on Prophet Musa alayhi salam, and the fact that his miqat also was for 40 days, we can come to this conclusion.
Also, Prophet Muhammad, I think.
He reached prophethood at the age of 40.
He reached prophet at the age of 40. That's right, okay.
And Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam says that مَا أَخْلَسَ الْعَبْدُ الْإِيمَانَ بِاللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلْ أَرْبَعِينَ يَوْمًا. If a servant, he has sincerity in his faith for 40 days, then he will have the following blessings. First of all, he would be, careless about monetary, this mundane world. Mm-hmm. I mean, he will not pay attention to this world. And فَأَثْبَتَ الْحِكْمَةَ فِي قَلْبِهِ, then wisdom would be found in his heart. وَأَنْتَقَ بِهَا لِسَانَهِ, then he would be able to, talk through wisdom. This is in Al-Kafi 1-2, page 16, hadith number 6. So the point is that what we can understand from the verses and the narrations is that it is good for some people, maybe in some periods of their life, to get, dedicate a specific time for worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because this is a reality that in our everyday life, we are so involved with, mundane issues that we neglect the acts of worship, we neglect the hereafter, we forget about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
For example, for the month of Ramadan, they say it's better before the 30 days of stars, 10 days of the last 10 days of the month of Sha'ban, you prepare yourself for the month of Ramadan.
We have the concept of i'tikaf also, 3 days in different months, like month of Rajab, for example, 13th, 14th, 15th, and the last 10 days of the month of Rajab, on the month of Ramadan. So the point is that it is a reality, it is a fact that in this world that we are living, we are in need of some times to be dedicated only for worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this can be, for some people, it can be every day at the time of prayers. So each day we are doing acts of worship in terms of salat 5 times every day. But the point is that for many of us, unfortunately, you cannot find that direct relation to God even through the prayer. You are thinking of everything except for God. So for such people, maybe we are in need of a very specific time. It can be during the week, for example, the night of Friday, for example, the Thursday night. Or for some people, it can be in a specific nights in the month, for example, the religious nights that we have before some religious occasions, for example, the nights of Qadr, nights of Arafah, and the days of Arafah, and some of the Eid days that we have. For some people, it can be the days of I'tikaf, the holy month of Ramadan. And for some people, it can be this Arba'in, this concept of Chelinishini, 40 days.
But this, as you said, Arba'iniya must be in the legitimate framework of Islam, isn't it?
Exactly.
For example, we have some Sufis or we can say mystical groups who do these 40 days, but it has nothing to do with the religion of Islam.
Exactly. That's a very significant point that if I may put it this way, the content of these 40 days is very important. So people during the days of i'tikaf, they do, stay in the mosques, they recite the Quran, they read the supplications, but they are away from any prohibited actions. Unfortunately, some so-called Sufis who do this Arba'iniya, these 40 days and Chelinishini, they, in some cases, of course, they even may commit some sins in the name of spirituality. So people need to pay attention to what they are going to do during these 40 days. This is one point.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to English Radio at irib.ir. Praises to Allah, all glory is to Allah.
We worship Allah and no one but Allah. And the second point is that people shouldn't think that seclusion in and of itself is something praised in Islam. No, seclusion from society, from people, is something that is reprimanded and reproached in the religion of Islam. At the time of Prophet, peace be upon him, and his family, some of his companions, apparently three of his companions, they secluded their life. They even went away from their wife and children, family members. Even they went outside the city of Medina just to, of course, claim that we are going to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they spent the whole time, the whole day, just to read the Quran and do the prayers and all acts of worship, and ignore the family members. The families, the wife, they protested, they came to the Prophet, and the Holy Prophet told these companions that this is not my religion, and this is not accepted in the religion of Islam. So unfortunately, some people, when it comes to the concept of Arba'iniyat and Chalil Nishini, they go to extreme. They think that they can do it, from time to time, to seclude themselves from their family members, to forget about their wives, their children, their needs, and just to read the Quran, to say the prayers, to do Chalil Nishini. This is against the religion of Islam. Yes, as I mentioned, maybe once in a year or once in, 2 years, 3 years, we may come to this conclusion that, okay, I've been away from spirituality for a long time, and I'm in need of a special time to talk to God. So it can be, 3 days during the month of Rajab, for example, or the 10 days in the month of Ramadan, or if I'm able to act upon the other obligation that I have, it can be 40 days.
That's right.
As a husband, as a father, you cannot say that, okay, I leave my family members, I ignore their needs, I just want to spend 40 days for worshiping God. This is not worshiping God. One of your obligations is to pay attention to your family members.
And are there any specific deeds recommended in Islam during these 40 days to do? For example, fasting, should a person must fast? For example?
The whole philosophy of spending this time is to be away from satanic temptations, to be away from everyday life, to think about the spirituality and the hereafter. What is repeated in the narrations is ikhlas, to think about the fact that we need to make our actions and deeds sincere for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then it can be in different forms. It can be through fasting, it can be reciting the Quran, it can be supplications, prayers. So we cannot limit it to one act of worship and exclude other acts. It can be any act of worship. But again, it shouldn't be, at the surface. It shouldn't be just repeating some adhkar, reading just from the pages of the Quran without paying attention. What is meant by this time is to change your attitude to a life. After 3 days of i'tikaf, you need to change your, approach toward life. If you are going to continue the life that you had before i'tikaf, it means that it didn't have any effect on you. Or during the month of Ramadan, the whole month, if you're, on the day of Eid al-Fitr, if you're coming back to the state that we had before the month of Ramadan, it means that this month was without any spiritual effect for us. So what matters is the fact that we should be able to change our intention, to pure our intention, to make our actions sincere for God, and to change the attitude. So the concept of Arba'in in and of itself can be accepted, but people should not go to extreme. And what they are going to do through these 40 days is also important. They cannot reach what they're looking for through prohibited actions, of course.
That's all right. For sure, as you said, Arba'in and 40 days is a significant day in Islam. For example, Arba'in al-Husayni is one of the important, cases and the gatherings of the Muslims all around the world. Nowadays, very much welcomed by the people, Muslims and non-Muslims across the world. Thank you very much, Sheikh Karimi, for a nice elaboration regarding the concept of Arba'iniyah or Chalil Nishini. It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.ir. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li Ali wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Ali wa Husayn wa Hasan. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن علي حسين وحسن.